Well, we are live from the Fishbowl, 3:41 our time. The spotlight brought to you by Dover Duds, Bear Line Road in Dover Center. Good afternoon, folks. I'm Jay Smith, but that don't matter because we've got Christian Vay live in the Fishbowl here with us today from LaSalle. Buddy, good to catch up with
you
here
today. Thank you very much for
having me. A couple years ago, you were here with some buddies, Red Legacy here in studio. Things have changed over time. We knew you were climbing that ladder in the guitar world at that time, but wow, doors have opened up for Christian Vay in the matter of the last couple years, pal.
Man, thank you very much for having me, first of all, once again. And yeah, things definitely have changed. I ended up going to school. I got a scholarship to Berklee College of Music, so I ended up we ended up parting ways, and I went my own solo route. I didn't think it was fair to kind of like wait and have me come back after school, but yeah, that's what happened. Now I'm a solo guitar player and singer.
And man, you have been rubbing elbows over the course of those couple of years too. Some big names who you've been introduced to in the industry. And let's face it, I don't care if you're a guitar player, a radio guy, if you're a restaurant owner, what you are. It's who you meet, the impression you make. We've all said it in a negative, but it's also a positive. Sometimes it's not what you know, although you know a heck of a lot in your craft. Who you know matters a whole heck of a lot more some days.
Yeah, you know what? Even more important is just how well you can make friends with them. If you're a nice person, or you know, you gotta talk to them and make friends. That's the most important thing.
Hey, I'm glad you realized that too. Hey, yeah. ChristianVay.com, guys, check it out. I'll link it up to our Facebook page. You may not realize, although you've heard Christian's new track, Worthy, on the radio the last couple days, you may not realize the quality of artist we have in studio here today. Now, first and foremost, you have a love affair with the guitar. So let's start there, brother. Why the guitar?
You know, when you're a kid and you see people playing the guitar, you think it's the coolest instrument on earth. I mean, everyone plays the electric guitar, rock stars, whatever. So I think that was sort of what got me inspired to start playing it. It was just the popularity of the instrument itself.
How old were you at the time?
I can't remember how old I was. I think I was 9 or 10. It was in 2006.
So you picked this thing up pretty quick. I mean, you're 19 years old today, right?
Yeah.
So within the course of 10 years, you've gotten this good with guitar.
When I first started out, I wasn't very serious. I was just a little kid. But then, you know, when I was around 13, I started to play more and more. And then by 16, I was like kind of gigging, and it just kind of went on from there.
There's a lot of folks out there, a lot of kids, a lot of adults. Greg Hetherington strums on the guitar. He's no Christian Vay, and I got to remind him that from time to time as well when he pretends he is. So what is it that helped you turn that corner then? Because there's, like I say, lots of folks strumming away, but how do you get this good?
Teachers. I've had remarkable teachers. Lee Cochran, Pete Palazzolo, Vaughn, my high school teacher, Brian Zanier. There's so many teachers I've had that have guided me. I'm super thankful for all their knowledge.
How much time do you think you've put into this thing? How many hours a week would Christian Vay practice on the guitar?
Jeez, I don't know. The schedule is more focused. I've been kind of neglecting practicing guitar, to be honest with you. I've been really working on my voice and my songwriting. And
through those crucial years when you're learning, how much time would you put in?
Through the crucial time? That was like 4 hours minimum was a really strict regime. It was organized, so the 4 hours all counted, but usually afterwards I would play different songs, learn new stuff, so it would end up either 5 to 6 hours.
In a day? Range.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. A lot of playing.
Practice makes perfect, but, they say, you know, it for a reason, right?
Yeah, there's the practice part, and then you have to have fun with it too, so.
He's Christian Vay. ChristianVay.com is the website. He's going to play that brand new single, Worthy, for us live in a few minutes. And this is a new take of Christian Vay as well, because we've always known you as a guitar-driven artist. And, of course, one of the finest climbing the ladder these days. So when I clicked play for the first time for Worthy, I didn't know what I was going to get. I didn't know if I was going to have a guitar instrumental coming my way through my headphones. And I got this perfect, adult, contemporary, radio-perfect, radio-friendly track that I did not expect. And to be quite honest, hadn't heard you do a whole lot of singing over the years, so didn't know what I'd get that way either, but apparently you've been practicing singing too.
Yeah, that's been the main focus, and that and songwriting for the past like year or so. I've been really trying to work hard on that.
Now, let's talk about the accolades while I got you, because as I told everyone, you are among the who's who in the guitar world these days. At 19 years young, as I mentioned, you're rubbing shoulders with many folks. Your accolades include being a part of the Brotherhood of the Guitar. You've been the BizX Artist of the Year. More than 500,000 hits on YouTube. The single we're talking about, Worthy, you're working on that track alongside Greg Bissonette and Matt Bissonette. They've only played with guys like Elton John and Ringo Starr. Yeah. I mean, you are really doing some huge things and hanging out with folks who lots of people would dream of, including one of your idols. You got to tell me the story about Joe Bonamassa. How do you become in that circle?
You meet a lot of people. I guess I was lucky enough to run into Stacey Hayden from Windsor, and he hooked me up with a bunch of people from LA. Got me playing with the Bissonette Brothers, which was absolutely amazing. Those guys they're the big time for session musicians. And it's going to NAMM shows and meeting great local people like Glenn Fricker. He's connected me with definitely very important people. So,
looking back over it all, over this whirlwind of the past couple of years, is there a moment that stands out for you? Like that was the moment you knew, wow, this is happening.
I got to do a recording out in LA. Well, one with the Bissonette Brothers. That was definitely a big game changer. And then also we recorded up in the hills at a studio where Queen was mastered, Aerosmith was mastered.
You're a jerk. Next,
it was awesome.
We just played Ragdoll to kickstart this hour of music from Aerosmith. And your mom was telling me the story about that outing for you. Unbelievable. What's going on in your life right now? Do you realize how good you are, or was there a moment when you realized, I can make some really cool things happen in my life with this?
You know what? There's always going to be someone better. That's the only thing you have to think about. So
that drives you?
Yep. It's just whenever you feel really high and mighty, there's always someone better, and that makes you work harder.
Well said. So what's the end game for you? What is the goal at this point? You mentioned the Bissonettes and great studio session players. Do you want to be one of those guys who your name is called, your ticket is punched to be on this album, this track, etc.? What's the goal?
My goal in life is to write music that millions of people would want to listen to. I mean, that's pretty sure that's the goal of any singer-songwriter. But in the meantime, I'm going to try and move out to Nashville or LA. I've been spending a lot of time out there. And to earn an income, I'm going to try writing and performing as a session musician. So that's what I'm hopefully looking forward to doing.
Well on his way. Christian Vey in studio here with us today, folks, from LaSalle. Check out the details on our website, too, ckxsfm.com. They can find Worthy on iTunes, all that sort
YouTube,
of stuff, Spotify,
iTunes,
YouTube.
Yep.
Check it out. If you know how a computer works, you know what you're doing. If you don't, ask your grandkids and you will be okay. The Spotlight brought to you by Dover Duds, Bearline Road, Dover Center. We should also mention you just recently made it through to the finals of the Worldwide International Songwriting Competition, and I understand there's a judge there who you look up to, too.
Yeah, Joe Bonamassa is one of the judges for the blues categories, and I'm pretty psyched about having him hear a track that I've done.
Unbelievable.
That's sweet.
All right, he's also performing at Caesars Windsor April 20th. Jackson Brown's in town, and you'll be playing following Jackson Brown as well downstairs, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, Christian Vey, check him out. We'll have him live from 99.1 with that debut single, Worthy, right after this.